Well, let's turn, shall we, then, to Genesis chapter 17, and we'll just read some excerpts from these three remarkable portions of the Word of God. Genesis 17:1, and when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect or upright, and I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. That's the Abrahamic covenant. Now in chapter 18, And the Lord appeared unto Abram in the plains of Mamre, as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray thee, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And then he gives the outline of the menu that they had for the meal. Verse 9, And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. And Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, Am I waxed old? Shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being so old also? And the Lord said, 106. In our red hymn books, 306, now none but Christ can satisfy. A principle that Lot had forgotten. The verses 1 and 4 of 306.